Thank you once again for tuning in to Cinema Central. I'm your host, DJ Ace, and I know it's been a really long time, and I have this massive backlog of things that I need to catch up on, and that is the goal today. I mean, I'm not doing all of them in this recording, but however, there's going to be a pretty significant sequence of recordings coming your way in the very near future, and this party starts off with Glass. This movie came out on January 16th. I'm talking about this movie nearly a month later. It's probably not even theaters anymore. But you know what? I wanted to talk about it anyway because I took the effort to go see it with the intention of talking about this movie. So here we are, and here's the review. This movie is directed by M. Night Shyamalan, the third movie in a trilogy, which comes after Unbreakable and Split. Unbreakable came out a long time ago in the year 2000, man. So that is kind of the setup for Glass. However, as always, full spoilers ahead, full disclosure, talking about everything. So if you haven't seen this movie, then go see this movie, come back here, and see what I have to say. Otherwise, stay tuned. Because I'm assuming you saw the movie or you actually don't care if there's spoilers or not. So here we go. This movie picks up exactly 3 weeks after the events of the movie Split, where we're introduced to the characters of Kevin Wendell Crum and his 24 personalities, and also the girl Casey, the one he let go, all right? And Bruce Willis is back as David Dunn, and he's doing the superhero thing. We see this kind of funny pop culture reference in the beginning of the movie where he goes after these kids that are like Superman punching random people on the street and putting it on YouTube. That's actually a PUBG reference, if I'm not mistaken. So good on you, M. Night, for staying relevant. So, yeah, he's doing the superhero thing, hunting down people as he does. And we assume he's been doing this a while because his son, Joseph Dunn, played by the same actor, is the guy in the chair. Kind of like I'm the guy in the chair right now, but he's the guy in the chair telling his dad where to go. And they are hunting Kevin Wendell Crum, aka the Horde, played by James McAvoy. And so they do that whole thing. And this first part of the movie goes by pretty fast because when he finally finds him and they fight for the first time and it's a really epic thing, boom, 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 the Popo shows up, led by Dr. Ellie Staple, played by Sarah Paulson, and she captures both of them and takes them to a secret facility where, dun-dun-dun-dun, Samuel Jackson is already there, and he's, of course, playing Elijah Price, a.k.a. Mr. Glass. The rest of the movie takes place in this psychiatric facility where Dr. Staple tries to convince them they do not have superpowers. And like 90% of the movie takes place in this psychiatric facility, and it has, and she's made a point of like putting cameras all over the place. And it is interesting to note that this movie actually only cost about $20 million to make, and M. Night paid for it himself, which is kind of cool and crazy all at the same time. And the rest of the story unfolds from this location. So there's just a lot of dialogue between the characters, the doctor, and our three other main characters. Obviously, David and the Horde want to just like fight each other because he's like, he's a bad guy. I need to get out of here and finish what I started. But in the mix of everything is Mr. Glass, and he's apparently subdued, but it's a farce because you cannot keep Mr. Glass down. And he's like doing the whole, I'm pretending to not be here, but I'm actually here, you know? And he has a plan. He has a plan because that's what he does. And he does this great thing where you think he's going to go one direction, but he's actually going another direction with everything. It's a huge thing. So, like, the middle part of the movie, it's a lot of dialogue, and it's a lot of fun to watch. Lots of fun camera things going on here. Like I said, it all takes place in this one building. On the outside, we have Casey and Joseph trying to get involved. Like, Casey's has a connection with Kevin, so they use that from time to time. And Joseph's trying to get his dad out of there. And then, of course, Elijah's mom shows up too, but she's been coming and going this whole time, we get the impression. that's the majority of this movie, but the movie really picks up towards the end where Elijah launches his plan to break out of there with the Horde, all right? And he makes it seem like he wants a showdown with David at this big tower that's being built, and that he's like going to cause all this massive mayhem and destruction and stuff. But that's not actually what's going to happen. They never leave the psychiatric facility, okay? They only get to the front lawn, essentially, because there's a huge twist at the ending of this movie, and that's what I'm going to talk about the most here, which is why there's that big spoiler warning, all right? So if like, this is your final warning, man, full ending spoilers for Glass, okay? Because a lot of people did not like this ending, so I'm going to jump headlong into this. This is the mostly what I'm talking about today, all right? So this movie ends in a crazy way. We find out that Dr. Staples is actually part of this clandestine, like, Illuminati group that sole purpose is to hunt down and dissuade or kill anyone with special abilities. And we get the impression they've been doing this a long time. And this movie ends with David, Elijah, and Kevin all being killed by a SWAT team. Yes, you heard me right. All of our main characters, after fighting for a little while and some big plot reveals about Elijah being like the real mastermind here, because Kevin's dad was on the same train that David was on. And of course, Kevin's abilities and his trauma come from his mom abusing him because his dad died on the same train where David's powers were revealed. So it all comes back full circle into one thing, and then they get killed by a SWAT team, which is quite a shocker. All your main characters is gone. Shoom, like that. I could have sworn this was a George R.R. Martin film for a second. However, Mr. Glass somehow figured out that none of them were getting out of there alive. And so he transmitted all of the camera footage to his mom, Joseph, and Casey. And so they get that footage after, you know, all the dust has settled, and they put it on the internet, exposing the existence of superpowered people, which kind of puts a huge hiccup in this clandestine group plans to keep this all secret. And so there's this great scene with Dr. Staple where she's just like in the hallway screaming, and it's really funny. But yeah, so this movie ended in a kind of crazy way, just like the whole thing got turned upside down on itself. And you know what? It's fine. I know this ending didn't sit well with a lot of people, and I think there's two reasons. It's like, it's the marketing for this movie and the fact that we're all spoiled by superhero movies right now. So this movie's marketing was kind of selling it as this kind of off-putting superhero film, but in reality, it's nothing like what current superhero films are. So I think that misled a lot of people or gave a lot of people the wrong impression. Also, all of our main characters get offed again at the end of the movie, kind of out of nowhere. Well, newsflash, M. Night Shyamalan is the definitive master of twist endings, so you really should have expected this movie to not end the way you thought it would. I certainly didn't. So, final verdict on Glass. I enjoyed this movie, and though I'm pretty certain it won't be in theaters for much longer, I would recommend you check it out if you can. I think the strongest weakness of this movie, though, is that you need to see the other two movies, Unbreakable Split, for the greater context of what is happening. Otherwise, I enjoyed the ride. I enjoyed all the twists and turns, and the dialogue was enjoyable for me to watch. So this was all fun for me, probably because I kind of knew what to expect. I mean, I had no clue how this movie was ending, but I knew it wasn't going to end the way I thought it was. So that's it for my review of Glass. Quick plug here. If you're not following me on the socials, you should probably follow me on the socials, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Ace Cinema Central. And you should really head over onto the Facebook page, because along with this review, I did a review of Dragon Ball Super Broly, which is exclusively on my Facebook page. So make sure you head on over to the Facebook page and check that out, because it's really cool and I hope you enjoy it. That's it for this episode, and I'll catch you on the next one.
Booyah!